to say the re-up. Who's doing the intro? I'll do the intro.
Off you go.
All right, done.
We've started, man.
Oh, have we? Have we started?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, that's, shit.
I thought you saw the countdown, mate. But that's
no,
okay.
I didn't see a countdown. Just goes to show how rusty we are.
It's been a while.
It has. Well, welcome everyone to episode fuck knows what number. It has been a few drinks between time and podcasts and Warhammer things.
Oh, yeah.
Life. Death. No death. No.
No death. No, not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Well,
episode 16.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Episode 16, everyone. Patience is a virtue, and we thank you for yours. Just like every codex release, every model release, every dice roll to see who goes first, we appreciate your patience. Michael and I, if you don't know, are both very, very busy outside of work. We both have partners. More on that soon. We both have jobs. We both have children. And there's been a lot of noise around a few of these things lately, but that in the main doesn't get in the way of Warhammer. I'd say sometimes Warhammer gets in the way of that, but we make do. Warhammer remains part of our lives. So Michael, how are you?
Mate, it's been a month. It's definitely been a month. So for those of you who don't know, recently we had Queensland Teams. Not Queensland, just a Teams event in Queensland. Man, I'm super rusty at this. But on the eve of the event, I had a bit of a misfortune. I actually had someone, I'm not going to name names here, but I had someone come into my house, assault me and steal stuff from my house, including my army I had packed for the event the next day.
So this is a guy that you fucking tabled turn two at a previous tournament, or?
Maybe just got mad because I was playing
just
Eldar.
Just because you're playing fucking Eldar and you took three Wraith Knights and...
That's Simon.
That's Gojovic.
First event, triple Wraith
Knight. Is he Welsh? Like,
Must be.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's been tough, guys. I ended up going to the event regardless because it was a team's event. I didn't want to let my team down at the last minute, but it definitely was not my best showing on and off the table. So I have to give some massive props to the community up here. I put a post up the night before just in case Simon didn't see it, because Simon has even more Eldar models than I do. And just said, hey guys, I've had some stuff stolen. If anyone can bring these models, it'd be really helpful. And 50 people easily came and checked in on me. And there's stuff, lots of things tonight. I'm going to be obtuse. I'm going to keep a little bit personal for many reasons, but I appreciate your patience with me not delving into it. But I really even more so appreciate just the community and how you all, without even necessarily knowing, you guys all really stepped up for me. And I know that I would not be in the place I am right now, given my last month and a bit, if it wasn't for you guys. Ben can attest that if you look at me on the screen, and this is, someone's like, you should post the videos. I was like, I look like shit. We should not post the videos. But I look like a raccoon with my beautiful bags underneath my eyes.
I would not turn gay for you at the moment.
Not right now. Even with the weight loss, yeah?
Nah, still not there, man.
It's heartbreaking. That's heartbreaking.
Mate, can I tell you what's heartbreaking? I played a teams event too, like over a month ago. And I took the list that you said I shouldn't take. And the list that Adam Napier said that I shouldn't take. And the list that a lot of people said that I shouldn't take, but I'm like, I just want to take this list and I just want to see how it goes.
How did it go, Ben?
We haven't talked about this, have we, on an episode?
No.
Right, so game one into Tau. What was my list? It was a Tesseract Vault. It was two monoliths. It was like three Brixus Scarabs and some other shit. Turn two. I walked over to Charles Benstead, who was playing Chaos Knights, who had an equally traumatic game. And I said, did you bring your car here? He's like, yeah. I said, do you want to go to the Bottle-O? He's like, yeah, I do. Charles Benstead, shout out, is from Port Pirie. That's like 3 hours north of Adelaide, and he drives down for every event. So we head up to the Lockleys Hotel, and I buy a slab of beer because I knew it was going to be a long day. And I didn't drive, and a friend of mine came and picked me up. A friend? No, it was Adam Napier. I'm pretty sure it came and picked me up. Yes, it was. Yeah, it was definitely Adam
Beers.
Napier came and picked me up.
Yeah, beer's making
and... Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I just decided it was going to be a day to send it. So game two into CSM. I think I got to turn three before I said to Josh, mate, let's just crack this. Let's just open the can of tuna and tip it out. Game three into an absolute legend. I was hoping to play Wade Stringer because he was having not a shit day, but he was like, I just saw you enjoying yourself on the beers all day, Ben, and I was really hoping I'd get paired into you so we could just literally laugh out the third game. But I played Brad Budgie, I call him Brad Brajaya. He's and his T-Sons. He was really stressed about my list when I saw it. I said, bro, I'm going to do a lot of pain to you turn one, and then there's going to be this massive swing where everything of mine dies, and then you feel a lot better. And we ended up hugging it out. And... for probably the first time in a long time, I hated Warhammer. I hated Warhammer. I'm like, I just spent 12 hours. I probably drank 13 beers that day. But I look back on it and I reflect, and it was an absolute laugh. Jack Plant was trying to drink most of my beers. I was passing them around like, you know, M&Ms on Halloween. Someone brought this rubber dildo that I just found and kept throwing on tables.
Impossible terrain, man.
Impossible terrain. Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, I learned a valuable lesson out of it all, and that's take advice. When people give you advice, take it. And I'm not talking about one model here. I'm talking about an entire fucking list. I tested this list in a few casual games before the event, and I won them all. I'm like, I've got this. People don't know what they're talking about. In the current meta, this is going to... It didn't fucking work.
I told you so.
I know you did. And I am eating the largest serving of humble pie when it comes to this list. Anyway, straight after this, I got my promotion now. I'm looking after Western Australia, SA, and Northern Territory. And woo-hoo! I'm doing a buttload more flying, and shit's getting hectic. But World Eaters became good. Because Anthony Vanilla makes them play good. So I copied his list, and I couldn't beat a dead fly at the moment, because there's a big delta between his ability and my ability. And I've realized that, yeah, Anthony Vanilla, Ben Corby, yeah, we're not quite there yet. So anyway, that's kind of like getting your model stolen when you go to an event with a list that you shouldn't have taken and you drink 13 beers and all the things. That's me, bro. You're in Queensland, I'm in South Australia. We both look like we need a hug at the moment. Everyone else, this episode and the feedback that I've gotten is that you like our candid nature.
Mate, I wish us. I wish that we weren't so far away.
No, well, I think that's what keeps this interesting though. But As I was about to say, people don't like hearing the plus one and an additional D3, and you get minus two, and then whatever on this and that. You like hearing our stories, our what happens with us, how we relate to Warhammer in our day-to-day lives, how some Muppet in WA brought gardening shears so I could build fucking sword and board, Lich Guard. Yeah, it's an interesting time for Warhammer at the moment. It's an interesting time in our respective lives too. So, seeing my friend Michael here on
Oh,
the Riverside screen, he doesn't look that great.
no,
So,
I've just got a notification saying that Dildo has Riverside open in other tabs. Ask Dildo to close all other browser tabs open with Riverside.
yeah, well, Dildo and everyone,
Watch
that's
him
my
stuff
nickname
this.
on this current. But I don't have other tabs open. I've got a Facebook tab. Maybe it's talking about the tab that I've got with a dildo. That's a whole separate thing though. No,
Sounds like seems
I do not have another tab over. I promise. I promise.
all right. This just having a hissy fit.
It's just having a hissy
All
fit.
right. Well, sounds like your
So,
team's event was about
Well, my team's event was
about
rat
3 hours
shit, and
of
I swore
playing
it was my
total.
last. It look, mate, if that, and it's going to be my last tournament for the year. So we're already near the end of November. We've got 6 days of November left. And then we got December, and look, December's a hectic month for everyone. There's a couple of tournaments around, but I've decided that Uprising is going to be my next tournament. And I've got a lot of prep
The Phoenix
between now and
reborn in January.
the Phoenix will be reborn in January, and I don't know what I'm taking yet. So Josh and Gyorky's playing VTC shortly, and he's going to borrow my World Eaters, which means I'm going to be without my World Eaters for a while. He's offered to lend me Grey Knights, which means I get to learn a new army, which I don't know if is smart going into Uprising. I've got Necrons, and they've got a Codex dropping in 2 weeks. I've still got my Knights. I've got Space Marine. Look, I have options. I just don't know what I'll be doing yet.
You do.
And I've got a whole bunch of Eldar too.
Well, that's exciting because you do. You do.
I have options.
So you're definitely not lacking in options. Though I definitely understand the, as I like to call it, analysis paralysis that can happen.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So
100%.
on that note, I'm going to run through my team's tournament event really quickly, just do a quick brief recap. Look, I love team tournaments. They're my favorite way to play 40K. I was in a fantastic team with Simon Godjevic, who asked me to be on his team so we didn't have to play each other, and I jumped at that chance. Rory Argent, Kevin Vigen, who's just coming back after missing all of ninth, and my mate Jono Webb, who is the loveliest guy in Warhammer. So we rocked up day one. I'm pretty ratchet, to be honest. I think after everything happened, I, for the first time in a long time, had a few too many beverages. I think I got about 3 hours sleep, rocked up hoping that Simon saw my message and brought all the things I needed him to bring, which he did, thank God. And we go into our first round, playing against the one of the low rollers teams, which is a team, a club in Queensland that's really exploded with some really top quality talent. So we rock up into this, and I'm sitting here going, cool, I got put into Sisters. I had no idea what Sisters did. And the theme of my event happened when I made exactly zero saves on my Yin-Kahn. And when I say exactly zero, Ben, I mean that 10 Sisters with a multi-melter, a melter gun, a plasma pistol, and some bolters killed my Yin-Kahn. And I went, well, that's a
Filthy
problem.
Yunari.
Look, it my Yin-Kahn did not do well this whole weekend. So I went down into the Sisters. Simon got a good win into Genestealer Co-op. We had some draw hammer, which is quite funny. Our next two players both drew. And then the surprise of the whole event for me is my mate Jono Webb with his World Eaters I love him to pieces, but he's the first to admit he's not the most competitive players. Goes up into Eldar and gets a massive 17-3 win into 20 Wraith Guard. And I lost it. That was one of the highlights of the event for me, is my mate who rocked up going, doop doop doop, and I'm just going to, you know, fist this Eldar list, because
so did he get first
that's what
turn?
I want to do. So,
do you know if he got first turn?
Sorry?
Did he get first turn?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if he did.
Okay.
Going to round two. We're playing a group down from the Gold Coast, Drop Bear Gaming, one of their two teams. I went into Black Templars. This was actually a good game for me for once, which was nice. Turn one, I killed an Impulsor, a Repulsor Executioner, and a Tech Marine. And then the Incarn died. But I was able just to get a big snowball lead, got a big win there. Kevin on his Marines pumped some Custodes. Simon put Necrons back into the Tomb World. Jono went down this time. Yeah, it's rough for them. Jono went down into the Death Guard, and our Death Guard player put some other Chaos Space Marines in the bin. So we're sitting squeaked out two wins. Well, squeaked out the first win, got a big win in the second round, and then we played a team called Sub for the Dub. And this was it goes back to my story of the weekend where I just bounce and bounce and bounce, which is very upsetting. I played into Imperial Knights, went down, it says 13-7, but I realized the next day that I actually forgot to put my secondaries in for the last turn, so it was actually 11-9, but it didn't make any difference. We were soundly beaten in this. I think we got four losses and a draw. So sitting at the end of the day, 1-2-1, not too upset, but I'm really struggling at this stage. I rock up late the next day, thanks to the police coming around and having a good chat with me, which was awesome. And by the time I rocked up, I'd already been paired into someone. So I have to say a massive thank you to Ben Ruffin, who is the captain of ICA Barracudas. He really wanted to play me. We've known each other for a few years, haven't played anywhere near enough. And it was either me or Death Guard, and he's like, I'd rather play him. So I got paired into him, which was lovely. Played his Chaos Knights. He had two bigs and eight littles. And at the end of turn one, four littles were dead. And credit to him, he fought back pretty hard. And he was only 1 point away from not getting 20'd. But losing half your little knights in one turn was pretty rough. This was the drawest of draws. We got 50-50. I got a 20-point win. Their Imperial Knights got a 20-point win. Their World Eaters and our Marines got 10-10. Our Tyranids went down to Thousand Suns 8-12. But our Death Guard went up into Chaos Space Marines 12-8. So pretty much as 50-50 as you could get. And then it went into the last round, which was we played into TNA Alpha. So Northside Alliance, they've got some fantastic players. Will Milton, who played for the WTC team. Zach DeGlass, who we've had on this show. We've got Oliver Johnson. What? Will I am. I missed it. Oliver Johnson, who has recently made the Queensland team. Fantastic effort to him. Sam Lemon from ACT fame, and one of their guys called Andy Mulholland. This was tight for us because we managed to squeak out the draw. So it was 54-46. So we got the draw by a point. Simon went up against Leagues of Votan. Chaos Knights put Space Marines in the bin. Sam Lemon's Tyranids had a decent win against World Eaters, but Johnny managed to scrap 6 points, which is great. Rory got a 13-7 into Annie, but I think the first two turns he didn't pull a single secondary card he could score. And then, again, I was very, very fortunate, like game five of a tournament where I've had an absolute shit weekend outside, I got paired into Zach. And I said to Zach at the beginning, I said, mate, I honestly don't care about this result. I'm just glad I'm playing you and I can just enjoy myself. Every single person on this team is an absolute gentleman. To me, Zach's just that cut above the rest. He's the type of opponent I wish I could play every single event. And he's playing his sisters, which he's been on a tear with, and I only got 11-9 wins, so it's super tight. Yeah, I know. Me and Snack to Glasgow way back, and I was very, very clear with my state. He's recovering from a bit of sickness too, so he was a little bit flat too, but just being able to play that last game into him and not have to stress was absolutely lovely. So we ended up two wins, two draws, and a loss. And I think we finished about seventh, which is pretty good. But mental health wise, it's definitely taken a toll. So I, Ben and I were chatting before, and I think mental health wise, and I know I'm struggling, and there's a lot of people in this fantastic community who have reached out to me or that I've reached out to, and I really appreciate it. And I just want to highlight just how important this hobby could be for, or is, sorry, for our mental health. So Ben, what's the best thing for you about mental health in this hobby?
I'm just mindful I could be on a bit of delay here. Mental health and the hobby, to me, is the hobby is the only thing I can do, especially playing tournaments where I actually switch off. In terms of gaming, I forget about work, I forget about what's at home. I'm generally just 100% focused on the game in front of me. Unless I'm getting creamed, and then it's, let's get some beers. Or is it home time, or am I hungry, or shit, I forgot to bring my lunch. Yeah, look, it's, yeah, the hobby is my release. Always has been, and I don't actually see that changing, even after taking stupid skewed Necron lists to a team's tournament against the advice of people much better than me. And then it's the community. Now, I'm not close to a lot of the people that in the community, but when we see each other, it's always like familiar. Like, I see that player, I see this player, and yeah, like you shake hands, you hug, you do whatever, and it's, I don't know, it's like family at the end of the day. I don't know if you agree or not, Michael, but yeah, that's what it is to me in mental health.
Look, I agree, 100% agree. So for me, I some
The
people could say that.
community are my people. They're
Yeah,
my people.
and we're obviously, given the fact that we're all in this fantastic hobby, we're all pretty like-minded people. We may have different focuses on different aspects, but we all share that love of the hobby at heart. And for me, I've got some of my best mates from Warhammer. I've had some of the best times through Warhammer. Like, there's been some ridiculously high highs, some lows as well. But as far as the people in Warhammer go, there's people that, I mean, hell, we met through Warhammer. We didn't even meet through
Yeah.
playing. We met through. Oh, that reminds me. How did
Shut
we meet,
up.
Ben?
Fuck off. We met through Get Fucked.
And yet he said he wouldn't turn gay for me now. Who'd have thought? On the
All
plus side, I think I've actually painted more models than Ben has recently.
right. Okay.
But
Jerk.
for me,
No,
like,
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Some of the best people I've met are through Warhammer. And
yeah, and
do you, I the my last three recruits in the job that I work for are Warhammer people. Or one's a wife of a Warhammer person.
that still counts.
Yeah.
The amount of times that, like, I remember the very first time we needed an electrician, and I said to my partner, I was like, "Oh, I know a guy." She's like, "Oh, from where?" I'm like, "Oh, Warhammer." She's like, "Oh, okay. Oh, I need to go to the dentist." I was like, "Oh, I know a guy." She's like, "Oh, how?" I'm like, "Oh, through Warhammer." She's like, "Oh, we need a plumber." I was like, "Oh, I know a guy." And she's like, "Who don't you know through Warhammer?" I'm like, "Well, not many people. Not many people. It's a pretty There's people from all walks of life, and I think that's what makes it so vibrant and so
Well,
supportive."
last night, local Westfields, Black Friday or Thursday, Cyber Thursday, whatever they call it, out with the daughter. She's dropped the cable in her nappy, into the parents' room, middle of Westfields. I'm washing my hands as the wife's gone to the toilet. Josh and Gelky walks out of one of the breastfeeding rooms. And I'm like, Joshy! He's like, Ben, I'm like, I'm doing a nappy. He's like, my wife's breastfeeding. I'm like, cool.
Oh.
And I said to my wife, I know him from Warhammer.
Warhammer friends,
Warhammer, dice.
Yeah, woo.
Woo.
Dollies! Look,
Dollies, more
it's funny you
dollies.
say that because I may or may not have gone into Pennywise, which is like a knockoff of Cash Converters,
Oh,
the
yeah.
other day. I was going in to be like, hey, I don't know how much you can tell me, but have you had any of this gear flogged off? Because it was mine. And I walk in and I see this guy walk out from one of the back rooms, and we look at each other. And as I take the next step, you see the cogs slowly turning, definitely much slower in my mind. He knew much sooner than I did. But it turns out it's a guy called Josh that I know through Warhammer. And I was like, oh my God, I know you. And it just made the whole thing so much easier because I was like, all right, I have to talk about something that's a bit shit. And that was really good. And that's in the middle of bloody nowhere, just seeing that. But for me, there's people in this hobby that, you might start being mates in the hobby, but they go far beyond it. I know, I'm pretty sure there's a well-known guy. You might not have heard of him. His name's Liam. Does all right on the tables, but I'm pretty sure like his wedding photo, look at
Can
all of
he
his
hack it?
look, he can hack it for the most part. And I look, he hacks it better than pretty much anyone. But I remember seeing his groomsman photo and I was like, Warhammer, Warhammer, Warhammer. Like it's crazy how you meet people. And for me, I have people that I've met through Warhammer that I've known for well over a decade.
Stop playing with your
And
shit.
it's pop-ups, man. I'm not even touching it. Look, not even, it's just
Fucking
saying,
porn.
look, it's a government laptop, so the second I go off anything that's not EQ, they have a hissy fit. But with me going through a reasonably tough time at the moment, I've got mates from Warhammer that are checking on me. I've got one that literally will send me a message or call me every single day at the moment because he knows that I'm not doing my best. It's been pretty dark and pretty tough, and he goes, I'm not ever gonna make you go through this alone. I'm gonna be there for you. I'm gonna do whatever I can. I'm gonna message you.
Oh,
I'm gonna call
cool.
you. It's not even you, mate. You're just another person. This is someone who I've known for
No,
over
I'm
10
saying
years.
no. I'm doing the oh for that guy, like, 'cause
Oh, that boy.
he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah,
No, no, no.
look.
And it's a safe community too, isn't it? And
Yeah, like big shout out to Mr. Savage, one of my fellow teachers, and I really appreciate
Savage.
you, dude, just helping me out and checking in on me. And look, I'm not gonna lie, Captain Savage has been pretty good too. Yes, that's his actual title. His twin brother is a captain. I thought Mr. Savage was the best job, and then Captain Savage came around. I was like, all right, you win. But both of those boys have been great. My mate Shane, like you, I know that there's been times in my life where I probably would be very, very different if it wasn't for the people in my life through Warhammer. And I have nothing but appreciation for all of you guys. And for me, this makes it this even this podcast, being able to talk and voice this and say, hey guys, like this is really important. I don't know if it's still going. I'm sure it is because it's still November, but Josh McGowan's running a November fundraising campaign. And the second I found out, I was like, do you take cash? He goes, yep, mate. Gave him $20. He goes, no, do you want change? I was like, no, mate. The fact that that man in all the tournaments he runs in Queens, I think last year donated over $6,000 to charity. So instead of putting money in his pocket, he volunteers all of his time,
Charity? Does she
all
dance
his
at
brain.
Fortitude Valley on Thursday nights?
Nah, Tuesday nights. It's the cheeky one.
Ah, right.
But he's done like Make-A-Wish Foundation. He's done so much stuff. So instead of putting money in his pocket, this guy makes sure that, he breaks even, but anything extra just goes into the charities. And I go, what a freaking pillar of a community where he
What
goes,
a Chad.
I could take thousands of dollars from this, but instead I'm going to give it to veterans. I'm going to give it to children who are going through a really shit time. I'm going to go through, move out. Like, and I'm just like, this is incredible. Like, this to me is what the community should be about. It should be about raising other people up. And I think
Yeah,
that's
man.
really important.
Yeah, look, the community's all of that. Look, like any community, there's the best and there's obviously the exceptions, the one percenters, if you want to call them, those people that we know who they are, and I think even to an extent they know who they are. They're always going to be in any scene, Doesn't matter if it's Warhammer, it could be a car club, it could be crochet, basket weaving, whatever there is. But by and by, I would
Basketball
say,
club.
yeah, correct. There is, and I think when you meet someone that plays Warhammer or 40K, whatever, it's like a bond. It's like, oh, hey, I get you. Like, I know who you are now. Like, I know how you think. I know where you're coming from. I know your challenges. I know your struggles. I know, you know. Then you meet someone that's got kids and is married and has a full-time job, and you just literally want to start unpacking who they are, how they do it, how they cope. And you know, that's where Dad Hammer becomes its whole thing. And yeah, it's, I guess it's unlike a footy club where you know, they all get together for a season, 6 months of the year, you know, from March through to September, and then everyone disappears for 6 months and then they all come back. Sort of Warhammer's a constant. The tournaments are a constant. The collecting, the painting, the reading, the studying, the analyzing, it's a constant. It doesn't discriminate on who you are. It doesn't discriminate on your ability, like where you live exactly. RIP your mate that recently passed of brain cancer. You said that he very, very seldomly did he win. He wasn't the great strategist. He wasn't the greatest painter, but geez, he rocked up and had fun.
Every single week.
And I think every scene has that guy, or a couple of them, or two, three, or more. They just rock up. They love to play. Look, there's a couple in it. Look, I'm not going to name them because I don't want them to feel that that's the way I see them. But if you're in the Adelaide community, I think you know who they are. It was definitely me last tournament. So, yeah, it is literally just a wonderful community. And whilst we're competitive for that 3 hours and we roll dice at the end of it, sometimes we get miserable. Sometimes, you know, we get down because we put a lot of time and a lot of effort into the hobby, and we want to win. I think to play Warhammer, you have to be inherently competitive. You have to push yourself. You have to challenge yourself. That's what you're constantly doing. But I think at the end of a tournament, when we're all miserable, we stop, we reflect, we gather our random thoughts, and we come back better. And we, yeah. But in terms of community, at the risk of going off track and what you're going through, Michael, you don't, I don't wish on anyone. I've been through it myself. Yeah, this community and this podcast goes beyond painting, modeling, hobbying, acquiring, and reading rules.
You're right.
It is more than that. It is more than that.
It is, and I feel like we're really blessed with such a hobby, passion, whatever you want to call it, obsession, where
Yeah.
it goes beyond just what's on the tabletop. And I really like what you said about a lot of people in this hobby, you have to be inherently competitive. And just want to touch on that for a second, because inherently competitive doesn't necessarily mean that you must win at all costs. You're not a whack gamer. I know that there's people who go to events and they are so competitive to win Best Painted. They will run their prettiest models over what's good because they're so proud of them and they want to show that off. Conversions. Look, the thing that I would always like to win, however, I play Eldar, so my own army works against me, is sportsmanship. I always try and check in with the TO afterwards saying, and I don't do it at the time and anything like that, but I message a TO and say, hey, did you hear any complaints about my conduct? Is there anything I can do better? Is there anything I can, is there anything you saw? Because I want to be the best I can be for myself. And sometimes it is just about competing with yourself. Like at the moment, I'm definitely not playing as much as I have in the past. So my way of competing as myself is painting. And I have painted like 24 whole models, and I did a batch paint of 10 more, and I'm on my way. So, competing is good and it's what brings us to this hobby, but I think without the people in it, it wouldn't be enjoyable.
No, and this is what separates us from online gamers, video gamers, and no disrespect to them, but it's that connection. I like it. And I know people play online and they've got friends that they play with online. Like, you talk to anyone that's played World of Warcraft. I've never played it personally, but I hear people have had a wonderful time with it. But I like the interaction. I like the face to face. I'm inherently extroverted. Well, no, I'm sorry. I am extremely extrovert. I like the human interaction. Anyone that has played against me, I hope that you would agree with me when I say I really just want to have fun. I want to laugh about your shit rolls. I want to laugh about my shit rolls. I want to ditch dice. I want to crack a beer at the end. Yeah, and then hug it out, whatever. It's standing opposite that person, reading their body language, all of those things. And then going back to your little posse, your mates. Look, I'm in the power stances and I'm the power stancer from Wish. AliExpress even. But you're going back and they're saying, right, what happened? Talk about it. Let's unpack it. What did you do? What happened? Or even if you're not in a team, and I'm not saying you have to be, is going back to your little circle, your little clique, and saying, yeah, I beat this guy, did this, I should have done that. And no one ever kicks you while you're down. If you just had a shit game, no one's like, oh, you're shit. What are you doing here? It's like, all right, what did you do? What could have you done better? Did you remember this strat? Did you do this? So it's, and I Liam Hackett even mentioned it post WTC this year, how he played someone from another country and he could tell straight away that they were fairly, yeah. Look, they probably weren't at WT standard. He mentioned this on a podcast, but he paid this guy so much respect because at the end of the game he said, right, can you give me some advice and give me some pointers? Like, I've just played Liam Hackett. How do I go into the next game? And Liam afforded him that courtesy. And yeah, can you imagine the captain of the Wallabies walking up to the captain of the Springboks after a game? How do you think I could have tackled better? Like, what do you think? Do you think that actually would have happened at a World Cup? Like,
How was my decision making? Like it doesn't quite.
I think people understand what we put into it, and I'm not dismissing rugby union players. I played rugby union myself, and they have training and skills and whatever else, and they've got to lift weights and run and sprint and do all of that. And that's what we do with paint models, reading, understanding, strategizing. But it there's this, I don't know, it's this mutual respect, which I think is unwritten and is inherent in 99% of people.
I agree. Like we, I think oftentimes the person who talks the most crap is yourself. You're the one that's always pulling yourself down, especially, like team environments. You feel like you let the team down or you didn't do what you thought you would, and you're the one who pulls yourself down more than anything, and then the rest of your team pulls you back up. Now, I'm not going to go down into this rabbit hole too deeply, but I'm sure anyone who follows Warhammer somewhat attentively would have known about the world Warhammer World Championships or whatever, and the controversy there. And I just go, look, I know who I would rather be. I know who I would rather be remembered as. I know what I would rather do and what is more important to me. And look, I'm
Can you
definitely
give
going to
us
give a big
a TLDR on the controversy? Because I actually haven't heard this. I've listened to a lot of
oh.
podcasts on the World Championships in Atlanta. Is that the one we're talking about?
Yeah, the one in Atlanta.
Okay.
So
All right, give
there's
us a
some
TLDR.
controversy after the game. A player had a question about something, and the judges may have potentially ruled incorrectly at the time, but it was after the game, difficult to go back to. And then there's another instance where potentially there was a secondary card that went missing and was found on their opponent's side. So, and that was actually a really good secondary that could have won them the game because it was pretty tight. So there's a couple of instances. Look, it's pretty heated. If anyone wants to go through it, Reddit, Twitch, all these things have all the comments. But one person, for the vast majority, just
That's that
was a good move.
1% again, Michael.
Yeah.
It's yeah. And look, that secondary, look, they may have pulled it out of the deck and hit it. And if I'm talking to one of these people that would do something like that, fuck off. Seriously, if that actually happens and it's something that you would ever consider doing, and if you're listening to this, seriously, get fucked.
I think you should tell us how you really feel, Ben.
No. It's like, okay, cheating can be tempting. Just like being a 15-year-old at a news agency and you want a packet of football cards with no money and you just want to swipe them. We all have a moral compass. We all have a role to play. We all know right from wrong. Oh, I hope we do, because we're Warhammer players. We're rational people. Just reset your moral compass if you're going to do something stupid and say, is it worth it? Is it fucking worth it? So, and I'm going to say it's not worth it.
No. One of the biggest tips, you know, I can give to our listeners if they want any tips from me at the moment. But the biggest thing that I do in regards to this is if ever I'm not sure about something and I don't want to go get a judge, or it's not worth getting a judge, or it's not going to make a big difference, is if I'm playing in someone and I'm not quite sure how a rule interaction will work, I say to my opponent, I'm going to play it as in the most negative way towards myself. So I'm going to give you every single benefit of confusion, because that way, if I'm right, I haven't damaged your experience. There's nothing I've done that's made you go, oh, he couldn't have done that because of this. I would rather go, cool, this is going to lose me the game, but at least I know that if I'm right, you're not going to walk away with a horrible taste in your mouth going, he only won that because of this. And that's what I would really advise that. If you don't know, and like you don't have time for a TO, or it's not a big enough thing, like, oh, you know, I always just go, whichever way benefits my opponent the most is what I do when I'm playing.
Yeah.
And that just seems to work really, really well for me.
I think in
like I'll ask people afterwards, you know, we've got a couple of okay players here in Queensland that I can ask. I actually panicked, Ben, because I was at a tournament and I was playing Sweeping Hawks and I was like, oh, they can leave the table and then re-deep strike. And then someone points out like, oh, can they do that? And I was like, oh, shit, I don't know. Can they? So I stopped playing it like that because I wasn't sure. And then I checked afterwards and they can, which is nice. But as soon as it was brought to my attention, I'm just going to play it the way that hurts me the most.
Yeah. Yeah, look, again, and you're probably at another end of the percentage there. You might be in 5% of people that's the way they'd interact with the rules if they weren't sure. It's really funny. I play this guy called Sam Young a lot. And anytime we're paired into each other, round one, it's always fucking round one. I always message him and I say, practice your is that correct face. Now, our listeners can't see the face, but it's kind of like when you go to scan 2 liters of milk and it rings up $20 at the register. You'd go, huh?
That quizzical.
You all know that face, that quizzical. So whenever Sam does that face, I reread the rule. And I'm not going to give you where I think I'm right and he's wrong, but let's just say it's probably a good thing that he does it. And I'm glad that I generally play him game one, because it sets me up to not make mistakes for the next few. Anyway.
Yeah.
We're
nothing
at
wrong
40...
with asking questions.
No, no, no.
Nothing
no.
wrong with asking questions. Ooh,
so we're at 43, 44. So we've got to do a couple of quick plugs here.
And then a coin flip.
Right. So I'm going to plug the Warhammer community. Thanks for being amazing. I am going to plug Irresistible Force Tanamira, because they're not in South Australia and I have to remember a sponsor's name, even though they're not in South Australia. You can plug the one in Adelaide though.
Dragon's Lair in St. Mary's,
Phil Wessels.
I got you, don't worry.
I got you, man. Now, what am I flipping on?
I've got the coin. List A or List B? List A for Queensland Masters. I don't really care. People are going to be like, oh my God, he's playing Eldar.
All right. Tails never fails in New South Wales. So I am in South Australia. So I'm going Tails because it'll fail.
Well, no, you just have to tell me what list, if List A is heads or List A is tails.
List A is tails.
Okay, list A is Tails. Now, list A, for those of us who know, is the original list that I've already submitted, so Ollie Johnson can check this for me. If it is different, I'll change it. So Tails is list A. It is Tails. I'm running list A. Fantastic. I'll run through it next episode after Masters. Guys, have a fantastic night. Love you all long time.
Hug your family. Say hi to your mum.